This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee and the Bible Bus at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many know if you had some other options, you might have went somewhere else? I just thank God that He shut the door on some of us. You say, God shut the door. Yeah, sometimes He just shuts the door on you because He's got you planted in a place and you've been so obstinate you can't see where He's had you planted for so long. You think you're supposed to go somewhere else and this is just a stepping stone. And God said, no, it ain't a stepping stone. Put down your roots. Put down your foundation. I've got a plan for you right there. Stop being a struggle with me. Why don't you get in faith and face the storm? Come on, amen. See, when you do that, when you really get that kind of dangerous style of living by faith, you'll be able to face your battle head on. And you'll walk into it with joy. Most of Christians walk into a battle dreading it. I can't even think about Thursday coming. No, a real Christian of faith is going, whoa, I can't wait till Thursday. I'm going to meet the challenge. I'm going to jump over a wall. I'm going to run through a mountain. I'm going to carve a new path. I'm going to learn how to live off of a compass and not a map because God's got a plan for my life. I ain't afraid of the enemy. He's afraid of me. See, I don't think some of y'all believe that today. We walk around in fear of our circumstances. We want to blame the devil, but really we're just afraid of our circumstances. And we're afraid we made bad choices, so we always lie to ourselves and cover up the choices we made. Come on, somebody, help me, amen? I'm ready to come out of every battle victorious. I'm ready to come out every battle a winner. I'm ready to stand in the championship zone and hold up the trophy and say, look what we did. We live in the life of faith. Come on, huh? See, dangerous faith will develop in you the ability to not sell out at every opportunity. And opportunities are going to present themselves when the times get going tough. Huh? When the pastor said something you didn't like, or when the usher didn't greet you the way you thought you should have been greeted. Or you picked up your kid from the nursery and they had boogers all over their lip. Huh? What kind of a nursery is this? It's supposed to be a professional church and my kid's got little snotty boogers all over his mouth. I'm never going back to that church again. Oh, shut up. They make stuff called tissue, wipe it up, and take another step of faith. Is that too harsh? We do need some help in the nursery, by the way. That's your plug. Oh, we need some help in kids' church. There's another plug. You say, well, I just don't know where God wants to use me. Well, put your hand to the plow somewhere in the body of Christ. Get busy and give some relief for some of these ladies that spend 4 Sundays and 3 Wednesdays in kids' church so we can all sit in here and have church together. I want to just give them a big round of applause because they just get over there week after week and Sunday after Sunday and Wednesday after Wednesday and facilitate what God wants to do in this house. And let me tell you, it's not a small thing to take care of somebody else's children because you already know it's hard to take care of your own. You want to take a real step of faith? Get plugged into kids ministry. Serve over there for a year. Give them one Wednesday or one Sunday a month and see what God begins to do in your life. I'm talking about real crazy dangerous faith now. Woo! So we're going to go on into maturity. Somebody say maturity. We're going to grow up a little bit and learn how to live in dangerous faith. Listen, you can't go into maturity until you settle some foundational truths about the Word of God. Paul writes to Timothy in Timothy 2 and 1, he says, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace in Christ Jesus. And the thing that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others. Commit them to faithful men. Please don't give a ministry to somebody that's not faithful. And if you're going to be a mature Christian, be faithful. Come on, amen. Number one, in other words, Timothy, I want you to produce what you have learned through me in the generations to come. In other words, produce Jesus in the lives of everybody coming after you. Be Jesus to everybody coming after you. Reproduce it. Come on, somebody, amen. I mean, Christianity at all times is one generation away from being extinct. Do you know that? I'll try it again. Christianity is at all times one generation from being extinct. If you don't pass it on, it don't go on because God ain't got no grandchildren. Everybody's a child of God that serves Him. It don't take but a generation to change a culture. Because Christianity gets passed down from generation to generation. Y'all ain't gonna shout me down, but I'm trying to help you. We gotta be able to reproduce Jesus in the next generation. That's what the cultural onslaught is from the culture that we live in right now, is they're trying to take Jesus out of the culture that we live in so the next generation of young people can be indoctrinated in a godless society. That's why I'm grateful for St. Lucie Christian and Golden Rule Academy. Because you know what that means? That means we got a bunch of kids in our school and their parents ain't even ever been to church, but we got their kids in here and we're telling them about Jesus. We're telling them about a God that loves them, that shed His blood for them, that made a way for them, that they got a purpose and they got a destiny. They ain't got to buy into the lie of the culture. They ain't got to back up and shut up. They got a destiny and a promise over their life and a future in Him. I mean, it takes some determined, bold faith to live like that. I love our school. Don't be cracking on private Christian school. Huh? Go get a job at one. Pray for some people. Empower a child. Woo, I feel good. Huh? I mean, no, God wants to show Himself strong in the people that follow Him. Just flex your muscle a bit. I cannot be bought. I can't. I am not a, come on, touch somebody, say, I'm not a sellout. Y'all ain't even helping me. Come on, everybody get like this. Come on. This will make you feel better. Everybody get your arm up. Ooh, some of y'all scared to do it, I can tell. Don't be intimidated. Don't let pride rob you from this flexing of your muscle. Come on, right now. I am not a sellout. I got big old spiritual muscles. Ain't no devil in hell gonna tell me how to live my life. I got a destiny. Ooh, I think I burned about 100 calories. Let me just, come on. Hallelujah. Number two, somebody say, be diligent. Be diligent. He said, be diligent. Ooh, I feel good. I mean, there's a big difference between being accepted by God and being approved by God. A lot of people get saved and they're accepted by God, but they're not approved of. See, you're not going to hear this preached everywhere, but you're going to hear it here. A lot of people get born again, and they get accepted by His love, and they get saved, but they're not approved of because they keep living in sin. And although their Father in heaven loves them, daily His heart is breaking towards those people that He has accepted because they are living in a place of bondage, being bound by sin, and they cannot be approved of. So, well, you don't mean God's just rejected me? No, I'm talking about approved of, like God proves you through the testing of your faith. So as you take the journey of faith and you begin to walk in faith, you go through the proving process, the test, the process of death so that you can have, so that you can have life and learn how to become the person of faith. Otherwise, the world just beats the snot out of you. I can't help it, Simone. I keep coming back to it. You did it to me. A baby blew their nose in my office this morning, got snot, and Simone went on full tilt meltdown. Now I can think about a snot.
Little pasta.
It was just a little booger. It's, come on. But that's what the devil does. He beats the snot out of us, don't he? Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. How many know in a chaotic world there's no moral compass? We live in a society where there's really no moral compass, in a generation where truth is not absolute. There's no absolute truth today. Truth is whatever somebody thinks truth is. Truth is whatever you believe in your heart truth to be. If you really believe the color green is blue, ain't nobody going to convince you that it's green. Because it's your truth. Come on, amen. There is no foundational absolute truth anymore. He said this, he said, I want you to be diligent to be my spokesman, my workman, my man, my woman, somebody that knows how to rightly divide the word of truth. I mean, you can't divide the word of truth if you don't know the word of truth. You got to know the word of truth, amen? I want to be able to stand up in the face of a world that thinks it's intellectual, that's been trained in the finest universities of the world, that's sitting in the most progressive colleges, and blow their mind with truth that they ain't never heard of, because it comes from the wisdom of heaven, the wisdom of God, and not from some man-made philosophy that was born out of a generation of Darwinism and evolution, where everybody thinks they went from the goo to you to wherever you are now. Come on, somebody. I want to find the truth of who I am in Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Baumgartner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of the Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text radio to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much and have a blessed day.
Oftentimes what happens is in our culture we become intimidated by the very culture we've been called to change. And we let talking heads and elitism and progressive thought and humanism dictate to us our life. And I say time is up. We are people of the cross. We are people of the way. We are the people of faith. There ain't nobody greater than our God. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. Come on, there's a lot of people. There's people in church all across this world today. They got somebody in the pulpit called a pastor. Ain't pastoring nobody. Just trying to get a show on. Just trying to look good. Come on, help me, amen. There's a lot of people that take their cues from TV personalities. How to live their life from Ellen and Oprah and Dr. Phil. Well, Dr. Phil said, I just should ignore my children until they act straight. No, you better not. You're going to make them obstinate. You better read the book of Proverbs. You want to know how to raise a child. Come on, help me, amen. Look, I'm not mad. I'm happy. I really am, because I love the truth. Come on, how many of God's not mad? He's happy today, amen? I'm happy I can stand up and tell you the truth. I'm happy I can stand here and declare what it takes to live the life that God has set before us, that I am not a sellout. How many know I cannot be bought? Touch somebody and say, I cannot be bought. I mean, people believe we're crazy. Y'all know that, right? I love Oprah. Oprah helps a lot of people. She gave people cars. She had a great talk show. She's friendly. She's lovely. But you know, Oprah stood up about 5 years ago on YouTube, and this is what she said about Christians. Christians are mentally imbalanced. I said, thank you very much. In an opposite world where death means life and good means evil, I'm glad I'm imbalanced, because that ought to tell you I'm really pretty balanced. Come on, somebody, amen? She's throwing her money and throwing her support behind the idea that there are many multiple ways to God, that you can't get to God other than through Jesus. She believes that, amen? And she said it right on YouTube. I'm not making this up. Go watch it. She said it. People that just think Jesus is the only way to heaven are mentally limited. Go ahead and look at your neighbor and say, you're mentally limited. Come on, amen? You know why people in America believe that? You know why people really believe that? They believe that because the church in Hollywood don't look no different. The church looks like Hollywood. The church sounds like Hollywood. A lot of churches have become about fame. They become about glory. They become about money. How about a divorce rate just as high in the church as it is, come on somebody, as it is in the world? It's everywhere. Come on, amen? He said this in verse 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus of the sort who have strayed concerning the truth. Listen to me very carefully. People do not get into all kinds of deception unless there are teachers that teach it to them. If somebody is being deceived, it's because somebody taught them to be deceived. Come on, amen? He said, these men have taught you things that are vain. These men have taught you things that are profane. These men have taught you idle babblings. And because of it, many people have drifted away from the faith. That means right now that you can sit in a place anywhere in this culture today and people can talk you out of your faith by reasoning with your mind. We see it all the time, don't we? Kids grow up in Christian school. Kids grow up homeschooled all their life. They love Jesus. They got a testimony. They go to some liberal progressive college and get under a professor that hates God, don't believe in creation, and thinks Jesus is a joke. 4 years later, they come out and they don't have nothing to do with God no more. They were taught that God was not real, that everything they learned growing up was fake. Come on, 80%. Thank you, Kim. 80% of teachers in these progressive colleges are liberal, humanist, progressives that are atheists. Don't believe in God at all. You go send your kids to college. Let me just give you a little help. Send them to a college where they believe God is still the God. If you're going to send them to a college where they don't believe God is God, find some professors that do when they sign up for classes. Matter of fact, give them a litmus test. Ask them, do you believe in God? They say, no, that's a bunch of hogwash. I say, well, my kid ain't taking your class. I'm going to pray for you. That ain't helping me no more. I'm just, come on. Praise the Lord. Listen, the church is not on equal footing with the world. It's not on equal footing with everything else. The church is not a business. I understand that we have administration that we have to run like a business, but the church is not a business. A church is a living, breathing organism. It is the body of Christ with the intent in the heart of the Father. That's who we are. Come on, amen. Without God in this place, we're just a bunch of religious people gathering in the name of Jesus and pretending like we got something that we really don't even believe in. We've got to have the power of the Spirit in here. Otherwise, we're just trying to shape our moral compass so we can think we're better than everybody else. Come on, amen. Well, that's not enough for me to satisfy my moral conscience. I want to know the one who created me. I want to engage my destiny. I want to live my purpose. You say, well, Pastor, everything's getting worse in the world. Everything just seems to be bad. Everybody's divided. You got people hating on people on everywhere, and just the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket, and there's wars and what. Well, you know what? I don't care about all that because God's called me to be the answer for it. I'm not going to let that dictate my life. I'm going to get in the middle of it and tell them that there's hope. Tell them that there's love. Tell them that there's a way, that there is a place of peace.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
In 1962, God looked down on his young men and said, they need a mentor. So God made a Raw Rangers leader.
Here at Truth Church, we have an exciting boys program for the ages of 7 through 11. It is the Raw Rangers. The Raw Rangers is a Christian-based program centered around outdoor activities. The philosophy of the Royal Rangers is that boys learn as they play. We have godly Christian men who mentor them in Christian character along with outdoor activities. We also take educational field trips along with arts and crafts. We meet at Truth Church of the Treasure Coast every Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce. If you have an interest in your son participating, you are welcome to come and check it out.
One day these young men will say, I will live life as he does, because he taught me to follow Christ.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
Ride on a white horse, scepter in hand.